Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Performance.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I got some things I want to talk about. You know, folks, for several years, as you know, we polled you. We've asked you in our online poll every week. We ask about a different issue, different conditions that are going on, different circumstances, different scenarios. Whatever is in the news or whatever... We've asked you about those things and the poll, and you've given us your answers, and we reported on those every time, whatever you said. So, but sometimes the questions have been seasonal, like holiday polling, or it might be a recurring issue, meaning something came up this year but didn't come up next year, but it comes up the year after that. And so we've been able to compare those, and so whenever that happens, we've gotten a bonus whenever we've had seasonal or recurring issues to come up in the polls. For example, the potential to identify year-over-year trends or maybe to illuminate a current market trend. Well, in last week's poll response, your response to last week's poll, we scored both of these bonuses. And the subject was a seasonal one that's almost unique to small business ownership. And that's, will you take a vacation? People don't ask employees. People don't ask corporate executives, will you take a vacation? Only small business owners are asked that question without the questioner knowing the answer. And so we did ask that question last week, and we gave you three options to respond. I'll take a week off, an entire week off. Or two, I'll only take a mini vacation, like a long weekend. And three, vacation, I can't even take a day off. Well, this year, everybody moved. We've asked this question every year. But this year, everybody moved. Historically, the real vacation group, taking a whole week off, fluctuated close to 50%, 49, 50, 51. But I was happy to see that our poll this year had almost 6 of 10, 59% of our respondents allowed they were taking an entire week off, whether they were going to go incommunicado or if they expected to check in, but they're going to be off a whole week. The long weekend responders, meaning an extra day on the weekend, they were in the middle, but they thinned out. That number got smaller as compared to the past few years. While the sarcastic ones, what's a vacation, while that bunch increased. So the week-long people increased and the no vacation people increased. People in the middle didn't. The classic evolution of time off for a business owner looks like the inverse of our response options. In the beginning, it's what's a vacation? And then you graduate to long weekends as the business matures, and finally to a full week off or more when you get to maturity. Maturity means having your organizational and capitalization stuff together. Well, this week's response also supports two forecasts I made in 2009. As the Great Recession technically ended, I predicted small businesses would increasingly diverge into two categories. They would either become stronger or inevitably erode their equity and credit and go out of business. And that's what I'm seeing in these responses to our vacation poll this week. The sector that formerly could only take off a few days is diminishing because they've either joined the organizationally and financially stronger groups who can take a whole week off, or they've gone the other way toward extinction. Historically speaking, it would be intuitive and accurate to think that no vacation group, the no vacation group with can't take any time off, would include startups rather than just declining businesses. But I also predicted in 2009 that there would be fewer startups in this economic recovery cycle. You may remember that. As you may have seen reported by real research organizations, my startup prediction, unfortunately, has come to pass. According to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, there has been a steady 10-year decline in businesses less than a year old, and the category total is 10% fewer today than 20 years ago. How about that, folks? That is not good news. So our vacation responses indicate a barbell effect happening on Main Street. The companies in the middle that were just doing okay are becoming fewer. They're either, as the economy is moving along without growing very much, they're either found a way to get stronger, and therefore the owners can take more time off, or they haven't found a way to get stronger, and the owners are having trouble even getting a day off, with fewer and fewer in the middle. So it's good news that so many small businesses have survived and become stronger. But since every business, large and small, begins as a startup, the overall decline of entrepreneurship in the U.S. does not bode well for the future robustness of the U.S. economy or the business ownership component of the American dream. That's, you know, the American dream, folks, the ability to own a home and the ability to own a business, to have their liberty, to have been granted the liberty by the Constitution that we hold so dear here in the United States, to be able to own something and to keep it for our own benefit. That part of the American dream, I fear, is in jeopardy. And I believe that believe it or not, that my vacation response data is showing us, is supporting that concern, that fewer people are starting businesses. We know startups aren't happening like they were. Why would someone want to become a small business owner when they see so many small businesses struggle? I'm really concerned about Main Street. I'm concerned about our businesses. I'm concerned about our banks, small banks, community banks. I'm concerned about chambers of commerce. The Main Street economy is really in jeopardy right now, I think. And I'm concerned that if small businesses were a plant or an animal species, it would currently be classified as threatened, on a path toward endangered. I'm just a reporter, folks. It doesn't make me happy to tell you these things. But you know what? We can turn these things around. There are things we can do over the next couple of years to turn this around. I hope we do those things. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.